Today, the U.S. State Department issued a warning to all American companies doing business with China in regions where forced labor and human rights abuses are, quite frankly, rampant. Just the latest example of the U.S. now cracking down on China for its persecution of minority groups in forced labor camps, exploitation that the U.S. has, in fact, deemed genocide. In a special report tonight, Washington correspondent Joe Khalil has more on how the U.S. and activists now are trying to fight back. Joe?
Yeah, Rob, the U.S. government describes what's happening there as genocide and as modern-day slavery. So, yeah, the Department of Homeland Security and Customs and Border Protection, they are trying to stop the practice by stopping the products of forced labor from coming into the U.S. So we're highlighting that and one family story, particularly, who sadly has been directly impacted by this evil.
I don't know how many times I woke up in a cold sweat in the middle of the night and couldn't go back to sleep.
Thinking about what could be happening to your mom?
Yeah.
It's been more than 3 years since Ziba Murat has seen her mother Gulshan, whom she says was taken to a forced labor camp in northwest China. Ziba's mother is one of an estimated 1 million Uyghurs, an ethnic minority, to be taken against her will into what the Chinese Communist government calls re-education camps. The U.S. State Department calls it something else, genocide.
Until our family is returned back to us, it's not going to be normal. We're going to be living in this for God knows how long.
Ziba fears the worst. A recent human rights report details examples of torture, rape, forced sterilization, even death in the camps.
Forced labor is modern-day slavery. You know, it's nothing less than that. 25 million people throughout the world are suffering because of forced labor.
The U.S. government has decided to fight back. Ed Fox is director of the Seaport of Newark and New York. Recently, Customs and Border Protection ramped up its efforts to flag all imports it believes comes from the camps.
Anything illegal, anything that's flagged, comes here.
Right. Anything that CBP wants to examine.
That means clothing, like shirts and shoes, even hair products, produce, and palm oil. Those goods are either destroyed or sent back.
Not only do American companies get the point because it's a matter of economics for them, we seize their shipment, they lose the value.
Nationwide, about $50 million worth of imports have been flagged this year alone.
So far this year, we've had 128 detentions with a value over $12 million.
Do you think that's an effective way to try to change that practice of forced labor in other places?
Sure. I think that the best we can do is to ensure that anything that is the product of forced labor doesn't enter into the U.S. commerce. The goal here is to get people out of modern-day slavery.
Ziba says despite the challenges ahead, she believes that day will come.
I have hope. I have hope in humanity, and I have hope in my government.
And on a personal note, I really want to thank Ziba for sharing her family's story. Certainly, it takes bravery to do that. It's not easy. She has a 3-year-old daughter at home, hoping that one day her mother will be able to meet her daughter. We should also mention, you know, Customs and Border Protection, they are trying to ramp up their efforts, but things do fall through the cracks. So it is possible that American consumers are walking around wearing shoes or shirts or using other products that are the products of forced labor. So it's just another testament to how important the work is to try to stop this from happening. Rob?
And the two countries' economies so deeply intertwined, but let's not forget the humanity behind the economics of it all. Great report, Joe. Thanks so much for bringing that to our viewers tonight.